The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has accused the ruling government of toying with the education of Ghanaians. Nana Addo, who was delivering his policy on education at the University of Cape Coast campus, noted that the NDC's only major policy for the 2012 election is that the NPP cannot deliver free SHS. He stressed that the time for the implementation of the free SHS is now and not in 20 years.
Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo said he will build upon the successes of the Kufu administration in education and whatever is good under the NDC. He said too many children leave school unable to read or write. Nana Addo said his government will focus on reading, writing and arithmetic, adding that the policy will be implemented through monitored programs and regular assessment. He noted that his administration will work towards providing every basic school with ICT infrastructure to keep them in touch with global trends and also equip them early with the skills that will be necessary in Ghana's economic transformation. Nana Addo mocked government's much-touted achievement of eliminating schools under trees.
We have heard this government boast about how many schools under trees they have abolished, only to discover with pressure danger that many of these were schools manufactured in the imagination of their schoolmasters. We have been told about thousands of laptops being distributed all over Ghana. It turns out boys' names are found to be girls' schools, while one institution has come out to say that none of the names against their school list belongs to any enrolled student. On the university campuses at least, it would appear that the distribution of the laptop has its proper name, one laptop per NDC supporter.
On the debate as to whether senior high school should be 3 or 4 years, Nana Addo noted that his government will review the 3-4 year controversy based on the data that emerges from examination results in a bid to pursue the path of greatest benefit to Ghana's children and settle the matter once and for all. On the debate as to whether the free senior high school is possible or not, Nana Addo said the NDC, led by a president who is a beneficiary of free secondary education, says the entire infrastructure must be in place and the required teachers must be trained first before free senior high school is ruled out. He explained that Dr. Kwame Nkrumah turned out free senior high school in the north with only one middle school, which was turned into a secondary school, and the Tamale Teacher Training College was the only college churning out teachers for the area. He said inadequate physical infrastructure or teachers does not mean the scheme is unrealistic.
Brighton Trauma filed that report.